pot. The place had a lot of friends, a lot of relatives. But that place could have been too small.
A short section of stupid stuff, and then we'll be through. Not much there. You were telling me about eating when there's a funeral.
Yeah, well, you know, like, I think what really the reason why that came about was when you have a lot of relatives come in, and people probably know, you know, there were no restaurants and that sort of thing a long time ago.
Yeah.
And people had traveled miles, and it was sort of like a family reunion at the wedding. I mean, at the funeral. And that's at a time that the family doesn't feel like cooking. So what happens, friends and, you know, distant relatives will cook great big dishes of food, and of course, they know there's going to be a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the fun of going to some funerals, mm-hmm. is after the funeral, everybody gets around and eat. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, they reminisce about old times and what's been going on and what's they're going to do, you know. And that's the only time a lot of people get together is at a funeral. Church. It was probably because the house that this person might have lived in was too small, and none of the relatives really had any place where to go. And you know, it was a matter of people getting together, so they would use the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's what
yeah.
it was.
Because I remember when a friend of mine's grandmother passed last year, they had all the food around to the church after the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that was the situation with them. Nobody had a house large enough to accommodate all the relatives and friends who were going to come back after the funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What diseases and stuff did you have when you were growing up?
I had asthma.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I had that. Still have it.
Yeah.
But not real bad.
I don't think I didn't ever have chicken pox. I might have had the measles.
Yeah.
I had the measles. Never had the mumps. No whooping cough. I wasn't very sick, other than with asthma.
Yeah, yeah. You can have asthma, it's the thing you have. I mean,
almost died with it though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? I never had that bad.
I've known people to die from it.
Oh, really?
That's when you have a real acute problem with asthma.
Mm-hmm. Did you turn the living on stuff?
No, I walked to Baylor Hospital. I was so sick I couldn't breathe. And that was the last real bad attack I had.
How long ago was that?
That's been 10 years ago.
You walked?
Oh, yeah.
To the hospital and you had asthma?
I didn't have a car. Might have been longer than that. 12, 13 years ago. Buses weren't running. About 5 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't get a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to sit still and die.
Yeah.
I said, if I die, I'm down and walk.
Really?
Not on the run. I'm going to make it to the hospital. And I remember that shot. I coughed up stuff that was just golden yellow.
Ew.
You know, right. It was just, and it had coated my lungs. You know, but after I got the shot, it just broke all that stuff.